Along Missionary Ridge, there were trenches at the base of the ridge, and there were trenches at the top of the ridge, and then there was a line of rifle pits about midway up. So three groups of defensive positions on this ridge. Three Southern brigades held 2,000-foot-high Lookout Mountain. Seemed to be a very strong position, if you don't look at it too carefully. A 400-foot-high ridge with all these works on it and Lookout Mountain. Grant looked at his problem, and he decided to do this. He wanted Hooker's soldiers from the Army of the Potomac to capture Lookout Mountain. As that was going on, Sherman's men from the Army of the Tennessee, not to be confused with the Army of Tennessee, the Union Army of the Tennessee would attack Bragg's right flank at the northern end of Missionary Ridge. And Thomas's Army of the Cumberland in the center would demonstrate against the front of Missionary Ridge to hold the Confederates' attention. Thomas and his soldiers felt that they had been slighted in this plan. They were given the least important part of this plan, and they didn't think that was right. They're the ones who had been routed at Chickamauga, or many of them had been routed at Chickamauga. That battle stood as an event that besmirched their record as soldiers, which had been very good before that. They believed that they should be given the post of honor in any attempt to defeat Bragg's army, and yet here they were consigned to a decidedly secondary role. A good deal of grumbling among soldiers in the Army of the Cumberland. November 24th, Joseph Hooker captured Lookout Mountain. It's a very dramatic scene. Clouds had dropped low so that part of the mountain was shrouded in clouds. It was called the Battle Above the Clouds eventually. And Hooker was on his horse surveying all of this, thousands of troops in view. Not very much heavy fighting, but it resulted in a quite dramatic Union victory. The Federals seized Lookout Mountain on the 24th. Sherman had less success. He ran into the best Confederate division in Bragg's army. It was a division commanded by a man born in Ireland. His name was Patrick R. Claiborne. Claiborne, an absolutely first-rate division commander, kept his troops well in hand and repulsed Sherman's attacks on the 24th. The next day, on the 25th, Grant ordered Thomas's troops to make a diversionary attack toward the base of Missionary Ridge. Wanted them to capture that first line of trenches at the base of the ridge, and that's all. He never would have ordered them to attack the top of the ridge. It would have been unthinkable to order troops to assault a 400-foot-high ridge. So he wanted them to take the line of works at the base of the ridge. The troops moved forward that day. Grant and Thomas were back on a little knob in Chattanooga, watching the action to see how this attack went. The Federals captured the works at the foot of Missionary Ridge, and there was a pause. They stayed there. They were taking fire from higher up the ridge, and then, as Grant and Thomas looked on in amazement, the Federals began to move up the face of Missionary Ridge. They didn't have orders to do that. They went up in big inverted Vs, up, straight up, into the teeth of Braxton Bragg's position on Missionary Ridge. Incredibly, the attack swept all the way to the top of the ridge and drove Bragg's entire army off this extremely strong position. There's absolutely nothing else like this in the history of the Civil War. It went against everything that any trained soldier would say was possible. It's a frontal attack. It's a frontal attack against fortified defenders. It's a frontal attack against fortified defenders on top of a 400-foot-high ridge. And it succeeded. As the Federals reached the crest and saw the Confederates break into retreat, many of them started to chant Chickamauga, Chickamauga, and taunt the Confederates who were falling back. It's similar to what some of the Union soldiers did at the angle on Cemetery Ridge during the Battle of Gettysburg. Men who had watched their comrades slaughtered at Fredericksburg attacking up Marye's Heights, when they repulsed the Pickett-Pettigrew assault and the Confederates began to retreat, they chanted Fredericksburg, Fredericksburg, as the Confederates fell back. We have the same phenomenon going on here. Claiborne's division covered the Confederate retreat, and Braxton Bragg dropped back about 25 miles to a position near Dalton, Georgia. Well, what do we make of this battle? How important is the Battle of Chattanooga?